I thought it was never going to end. Good afternoon, conference. Richard, what a fabulous speech. Lots of passion, lots of facts, lots of humour. And we all have to remember that without Richard, Reform UK would not have survived as a political party during those very difficult years. And I am very blessed. I am very blessed to have a deputy leader as talented and as hardworking as Richard is. He's a tremendous credit to this party. Give him a round of applause. I'm pleased to see the membership is now up through 242,000, quarter of a million. Here we come. I really believe it's been the most incredible conference. The big word that comes out of it is energy. The energy has been literally unbelievable. The enthusiasm has been extraordinary. And the fact that you've all stayed right to the very end. And what a strong end it was, wasn't it? Lucy Connolly, wow, what about that? But there was one speech yesterday that made me think deeply about our future. And that was Preston Manning, the founder of the Reform Party of Canada, a party that came from nowhere and took over the government of Canada and ran it well for 10 years. And he talked about the story of how they did it. And there was a point that he made. The point that he made was, when we had our disagreements, we had them in private. Now, you know, you can't get a large number of councillors from a county and everyone's going to love each other, that everyone's going to agree. It's not possible with human beings that that could ever be the case. But my sort of big message at the end of this conference, as we head towards those massive elections in Wales, in Scotland, in London, in the Midlands, and elsewhere next year, is that you are the people's army. And to succeed, it needs one thing: discipline. Can we please exercise discipline and air our disagreements between each other in private and not in public? And if we do that, we will succeed. We will. Now, there was another speech yesterday right at the end that really did move me. And it was Lee Anderson, who, by the way, can be incredibly funny when he wants to be. But there was a very serious message that came from Lee yesterday. And it talked about good, sound, solid principles. He talked about his life, and it encapsulated everything we're about. He talked about his family. He talked about his community. He talked about his belief in country. He talked about getting up of a morning, going to work. He talked about self-pride, self-respect, getting on with life, not relying on others to bail you out of your problems, whilst at the same time fully understanding there are some in society who do need help. But I think we all know we're now living in a country where we're paying a lot of people not to go to work who should be going to work. And I want to invite Lee Anderson up onto the stage now. Come on, Lee.
Great man.
I was so impressed by what Lee said, and particularly as you'd worked within the system, Lee, hadn't you?
Yeah, I've worked within the system, Nigel. I worked for Citizens Advice Bureau for many, many years. I saw real poverty, I saw real desperation, but I also saw some people that should have been going to work, some maybe swinging the lead sometimes. But it's not fair, because we should always protect our vulnerable, our disabled people, the people that need the real care. But there are millions of people out there And I don't always, to be honest with you, Nigel, I don't always blame the people, because I was lucky. I was lucky in the fact that I was lived in little terraced house with my mum and dad. But like I said yesterday, we were the alarm clock generation. I heard my dad get up in the morning and go and do a shift. Didn't have much money, but that taught me the value of hard work and family. Get out there, do a job, do some graft and provide for your family. And if we all do that, under Nigel Farage's leadership, we'll make this a better country.
Well, having heard all of that, I have no hesitation in announcing henceforth Lee Anderson is this party's welfare spokesman. Congratulations, Lee. Now, can I please just say this? This was the one man that had the guts at the end of the last Parliament to join Reform, and he won his seat with an even bigger majority.
Bigger vote share, yeah.
Bigger vote share. He encouraged people in Ashfield and in neighbouring areas to put their names forward for the county council elections, and we had a massive success. Next year, we're going to need up to 5,000 of you standing in Swindon, standing in bits of Kent, standing in bits of Yorkshire, standing in the West Midlands, Wales, Scotland and London, where we're going to need almost 2,000 people as candidates. Last year, at the end of the conference, I urge people, please put your names forward to be a candidate. And people went out, and the Reform Village is there today, and they volunteered in large numbers. And I have to make that same call to you, conference, this afternoon. Are there people among you prepared to stand up? Prepared to stand up and be candidates next year. Who wants to be a candidate next year? Stand
up. Put your hands up. Stand up.
Come on, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. This is the People's Army in operation. Well done, all of you. Fabulous.
Get up.
Come on. Fabulous. Well, thank you. Thank you. You do realise that you're all on camera. You don't mind? Good, good. There's no turning back for any of you. Okay, we're going to end this conference now. I'm going to invite all the other speakers, those that have participated on the stage here over the last 2 days, to come and join Lee and I now and give them a big hand as they make their way up the steps. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the team. Thank you to you for all being here. I'm very proud to lead a party like this. I've had a fantastic conference. I really am honoured to be doing this job with your enthusiasm, courage, love and support. Now, we will end the conference by singing the national anthem. But I am going to keep the microphone as far away. I'm going to let Andrea Jenkins be the star. So, please stand for the national anthem and travel home safely.
Please join in as well.